friends, my name's Bishop Joshua Luere. I know today, as you listen to this broadcast at the moment, there might be some challenges in your life. All of us in one way or another find challenges. I've been reading Isaiah chapter 49 verse 25, and it says, actually 24, "Can a plunder be taken from the warriors, or captives rescued from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says, yes, captives will be taken from warriors, and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I'll contend with those who contend with you, and your children will be saved." You may be going through very hard times in life. I want to pray a prayer for you. Father, we thank you. In your word here, you declare that even the lawful captives of the mighty shall be delivered. Even those people who have landed into problems because of what they have done or because of what they have failed to do. You are a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of grace. Father, I want to pray now that you release your grace. You release your grace. Where sin abounds, your grace abounds much more. There are people who feel dejected. There are people who feel they are guilty because of what they have done. They have landed into problems, and they need your divine intervention at the moment. I release that intervention at this moment, the power of your Holy Spirit, to come into their lives, to visit with them today, to touch their lives, to touch their marriage, to touch their children, to touch their family, to touch their places of work, their job. There are those who are scared that they may end up losing their jobs today. There are some others who have no finances. They have financial challenges and they don't know what to do. Lord, I'm releasing your power, releasing your grace, because you promised that where sin abounds, your grace abounds much more. That even when we are lawfully captive of the enemy, you come in. You deliver children, our children who have been bound, who have been stuck in situations of drugs, drunkenness. Release them, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that release. Thank you for that healing in Jesus' name. Amen.